بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Shaar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas, Hazrat Maulana Shah Haki Muhammad Aqdas Sahib, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. The title is Ye Aahe Sahar Ka Asar Dekhte Hain.
Ye Aahe Sahar Ka Asar Dekhte Hain, مدینہ کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. یہ آئے سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینہ کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں، اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں. جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں، اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں. غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ، ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں. غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ، ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں. تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم، اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں. تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم، اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں. مدینہ کا جو رافیہ دیکھ کر ہم، عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں. مدینہ کا جو رافیہ دیکھ کر ہم، عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں. تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد، تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں. تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد، تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں. یہ آئے سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینہ کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. بفرت محبت بشوق نظر ہم، مدینہ کی دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں. بصرت محبة بشوق نذر هم مدينك ديوار دردك تيه أبو بكر فاروق عثمانه در تصور مهم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں ابو بکر فاروق عثمان حیدر تصور مهم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزہ پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں تو پر عرض روز بر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزہ پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں تو پر عرض جو جانی پہ صلی علیٰ کہہ رہے ہیں اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں جو جانی پہ صلی علیٰ کہہ رہے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں یہ آئے سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں مدینہ کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا والصلاة علی عبادی الذین اصطفا ما بعد this beautiful poem and great bayan of our honorable illustrious Dana Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Aftar Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, in which Hazrat is teaching us, in order to gain Iman and to perfect Iman, there is no way out, but as we are taught in the Kalima La Ilaha Illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, our object and purpose of life is to find Allah. And in order to find Allah, Allah Ta'ala sent the greatest personality, Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam. And Allah Ta'ala taught us this is the system. To find Allah Ta'ala without the man of Allah, it's impossible. So in our time also, we cannot find and we won't able to understand the personality of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and how to gain his love without being in the company of the lovers of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. And we are so fortunate Allah has brought us here to learn this love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As we learn here from our Dada Sheikh, that a person who wants complete, perfect Iman, as Hazrat has mentioned in another poem so beautifully, Sharte Tawheed Kamil Yahi Hai, that the condition for complete, perfect Iman, and this is what Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also taught, that the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to be in every drop of your blood. In other words, we have to love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than everything else and ourselves also. And when a person has got this and he wants to develop this love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to gain the love of Allah, then what will he do? What will he be doing all the time? To want to be in the company of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And to be in the company of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat is teaching us here
that it is no person, but their own achievement. It's not your wealth, it's not any of your position or any of your contacts that can take you. It is only that you get up middle of the night and you beg Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says that we see the effect when a person begs Allah Ta'ala to be in the majlis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ye aahi sahar ka asar dekhte hai. Hazrat has the title the poem so beautifully. Ah, that is a deep sigh a person take in the middle of the night at the time of tahajjud, crying and begging Allah Ta'ala, grant me the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Allah, so that I can gain your love. And then, oh Allah, grant me, let me be present in the majlis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat says, we see the effect of this cry, that Allah Ta'ala listens to the cry of that person that nobody knows what is crying middle of the night. All of a sudden, I just see the effects of that. And what is the effect of that? Ye aahe sahar ka asar dekhte hai. Medina ke sham o sahar dekhte hai. That all of a sudden, I see the morning of Medina Sharif. The evening of Medina Sharif, that myself present in Medina Sharif, where me, a worthless servant, not even a speck in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala has accepted my dua, and Allah ta'ala has taken consideration of my deep sighs in the middle of the night, I see the effect of this. So when a person turns to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and how to beg from Allah ta'ala, Allah sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach the ummah. And those who sat, as Hazrat explained, those that were in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was their position? And how they cried to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the teachings of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's what Hazrat further explained, that from Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn about the love of Allah. And when a person from our shaykh, our mashayikh, we get an idea of the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we'll understand that jise aapka ba khabar dekhte hai, usse ghair se be khabar dekhte hai. What we learn here, we learn about the ma'rifat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person who comes to know about Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he comes to know about Allah. Hazrat explains that such a person, he is in a total different world, but in a real world. And not like people like us, usse ghayb se be khabar dekhte. Now he is not worried and he doesn't worry of the news of anything else besides Allah and his beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because that is the real news. And that is a person whose iman is growing all the time. And he knows whatever is happening in the world, there's no need to follow the news. You have to know that it's only happening by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Hazrat explained, and that is what we have come to learn here. The ma'rifat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In order to get the ma'rifat of Allah, we have to learn about the ma'rifat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to become the true slaves, followers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For that we have to start from the bottom. We have to become the true lovers of our shaykh and our mashayikh and follow in their footsteps. Then Hazrat explained that that person who does this, he becomes a true slave of his shaykh and a true slave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he will know what is becoming a true slave of Allah. And this is such slavery that see what your rank will become. Ghulami se teri ghulamo ka rutba, malaik se bhi fauk kar dekhte hai. That, oh Allah, we see when we become the slaves of your lovers and then we become your true slaves, that you raise us to such a position that even the malaika in the heavens, they envy. Are we angels or deep people angels? Because they have got no other the obstacles to block them from obedience to Allah Ta'ala. But insan, we have got lot of responsibilities. But all that, every moment, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they are in contact with Allah Ta'ala. They are in the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala. And from who this was taught? None other than our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is the real seerah, this month that we want to talk about, seerah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that how to become truly the followers of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Die heart lovers of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then only is possible, Allah says clearly, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you want the love of Allah, or if you think you've got the love of Allah, then see how much you are following my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Openly declared, yeah, this is the real seerah that we follow Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam tooth and nail. Then Hazrat explained that what can we understand of the personality of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? His position by Allah is very, very great. Just where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, that green dome that is made upon the resting place of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How valuable that has become because of the position Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mubarak body resting under there. That tajalli jo hai sab gumbad pe har dam usse rashk shams ko kamar dekhte. That Allah's special focus that is attached, that is Allah Ta'ala is focusing upon that green dome actually because of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Allah's special focus and Allah's special rahmat, the very, very special rahmat of Allah is focused upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So on that green dome already, Hazrat says that you see that splendor of Allah Ta'ala's nur on there, that even the sun and the moon, the 14 full moon and the bright sun envies, that are we so bright or is the green dome so bright? And all this obviously so beautifully a poet says, it is only because of the nur of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the sun and the moon gets their light. So we have to realize, if we want light, we have to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Hazrat explains that person who goes with just reality to Medina Sharif, then his outlook of Medina Sharif is different. It's not just a tour, it's not just which hotel I'm staying in. Your outlook is now looking at the real days of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the seerah, to read about our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how they loved, where we can't even come a bulgent of an iota towards that, but at least we have an idea and have that yearning love for that. That Hazrat says, Medina ka geography dekhkar hum ajab hal kalb wa jigar dekhte hain. That when we think of the geography of Medina Sharif at that time, when today just the Haram Sharif of Medina itself, that was the whole Medina Sharif. And what humble homes of the king of both the world, Sayyidul Anbiya, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, humble home. And all the other Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Hazrat says, when we just see that picture, not the present picture of Medina Sharif, the real picture of Medina Sharif, then we see our heart and our lover has got a different, astonishing feeling. That is, Iman is just now bubbling in the heart. That how did our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam live a humble life to teach the world that become the true slaves of Allah Ta'ala. تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گمبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں. And Hazrat explains that when just the picture of the beautiful dome, wherever you can be in the world, like now we are sitting in this majlis, just think and just imagine the picture of the beautiful dome and see your ایمان will start boiling and your ایمان will start growing in your heart. Hazrat says when we see and then as you really come closer to Medina Sharif, then see how ایمان boils. And because that person is engaged in durood, reciting the praises of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then Allahu Akbar, forget the dome itself, and forget right being at the presence of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just the outskirts, the walls, etc. Bafarte muhabbat, bashoke nazar, ham Madina ke dar aur diwar dekhte hain. That was extreme love, and this is the love of Iman. And this is the grace, you eager to see something. And what you want to see? Just the walls and just the gallery, the alleys of Madinatul Munawwara. That what enjoyment we look at it. All these hotels, etc. won't even have any weight in our eyes. We just love there out of necessity. And yet as our Shaykh teaches us, we will be making tawbah istighfar. That, oh Allah, we living in such conditions. We are supposed to be humble mendicants in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the friends of Allah, they go there, but their hearts are different. The way they are connected to Allah. And today Allah save us. It shouldn't be that it's just a touring. We go to Medina Sharif, we come back. As our Hazrat explained, we go without a beard. Our families go without parda. And you come right at Rauza-e Pak, where the most rahmat of Allah is descending. And you don't make dua, Ya Allah, here the most rahmat is descending. You brought me here, let even one drop fall on me. If that one drop of the rahmat what is descending upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam falls on us, hamara bera paar ho jayega. Our ship will be now taken into a different world. We'll come back a changed person. Your life will be changed. And what will it be? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat now further explains, giving you a more deeper picture of the geography of Medina Sharif. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, Haydar Ali radiallahu ta'ala, wa anhum ajma'in, tasawwur mein unke ghar dekhte. Now we are just picturing the houses of these great, great personalities. The real special servants that took the most from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khulafai Rashideen. And how did they get that love of Allah? In the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's not possible to get the love of Allah, to get the love first of all of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without the company of the friends of Allah ta'ala. This is the system of Allah. So if we follow the system, and that's why Allah has commanded us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. When these personalities, they sat in the company of the greatest personalities, who had the greatest iman of, the nur of iman which Allah put in the heart, then they became the greatest personalities. Rijalul la tulhim tijara. Nobody could match them. And what was their greatness? That all the time they worried, how are we going to stand in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat? And then Hazrat explained that now a person who's got this reality, and even if a person doesn't have the reality, any person who goes to the Rawdah Park of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, outwardly in dunya you can have what position? You can be a prime minister, you can be who, but when you come in front of the Rawdah Park, just naturally you'll melt. And Hazrat says, jo Rawdah pe hazir salatin hue, to pindar zero zabar dekhte. That we see those kings and those ministers who came at the Rawdah Park of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if they came with a big entourage or what, but when they came in front of the Rawdah Park, naturally, that great awe of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam just cut them down to size. They became rare as zabar, they forgot their positions, they forgot who we are. And this is the natural feeling a person will have, that fear. But when you got the marifat of Allah, you want to be present there. But like our beloved, our elders have taught us through our beloved Hazrat, that even our pious elders never used to go right close to the jali of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From far they used to stand a bit of a distance and still say, Ya, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are your worst ummatis. Lift your hands and make dua of maghfirat for us. Lift your hands and make dua that Allah give us tawfiq to follow in your footsteps. And Hazrat finally says, Jo jali pe salli ala sallallahu alaihi wasallam keh rahe hai, usse akhtar unhe chashm tar dekhte hai. That we see every person who comes now and stand in front of Rawdah Park and presenting his salam, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ra ya Rasulallah. You just see tears flowing from his eyes. And he realized that who I supposed to be following and who am I following. Allah Ta'ala grant us the reality to recite abundance of durood and make an effort to bring the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. In this chapter from Hayatul Muslimin, this association of the heart from the dunya and constant reflection of the akhirat. Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the world had the value of even the wing of a mosquito by Allah Ta'ala, he would not have given any kafir, any disbeliever, even a drink of water. If the world had even the value of a wing of a mosquito, he would not have given any kafir, any even a drink of water to drink. Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever loves his world will harm his akhirat. Whoever loves his akhirat will harm his world. Therefore, give preference to the abode which will be everlasting. That is the akhirat. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two hungry wolves let loose in a flock of sheep do not cause so much damage to the flock as does the love of wealth and vanity causes to one's deen. Love of wealth and name and fame. Love of wealth and vanity, or the desire for greatness and glory, are spiritually destructive forces. They bring total ruin to one's deen. Love of wealth drives one to indulge in all sorts of unlawful activities, which utterly ruins one's deen life. The desire for name, fame and glory brings in its wake much corruption, hatred, revenge and other bestial qualities, which also wreck one spiritually and harm one's worldly life considerably. The desire for rank and position is evil. However, if high rank comes to one without hankering after it, it will be a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. In this regard, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala will say to a man on the day of Qiyamah, what? Did I not bestow leadership on you In the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, and he that is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given by Allah dignity. And he, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, was given dignity on the earth and in the year after. From these narrations and verses of the Quran, it is clear that rank, dignity and honor, if coming from Allah Ta'ala, are favors which have to be appreciated. Nabi Dawud and Sulaiman alayhi salam were even granted vast kingdoms. This was a great bounty from Allah Ta'ala. Although it is improper to desire for rank and position for worldly and nafsani motives, there is nothing wrong if such desire is motivated purely for deeni purposes, to render service to the deen, as was the case of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, who expressed the wish to be put in charge of the treasury of the land. However, it is not for everyone to express the wish for high posts and ranks. In spite of such wishes being permissible, if based on sincere motives, there is always the danger of spiritual corruption overtaking one. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever had control over even 10 persons on earth will be ushered into the divine court in such a way that if he had committed any injustice upon his subjects, his injustice will destroy him. The grave danger attendant to leadership should thus be realized from this hadith. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slept on a mat. The imprint of the mat had formed on the Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu then said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant us permission to prepare a comfortable bed for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what relationship do I have with the world? My example with the world is like a traveler with a tree under which he halts after a tiresome journey. He halts a while under the shade of the tree and then leaves it again to continue his journey. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the world is the abode of a person who has no home. It is the wealth of the person who has no wealth. He who has no intelligence accumulates the wealth of this world. That is more than what is necessary. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anha narrated here at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in the khutbah, the love of this world is the root of all evil. And Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this world is a continuous journey which goes further and further, while the akhirat is a continuous journey which approaches nearer and nearer. Both this world and the year after have their sons. If you can, be not among the sons of this world. Today you are in the abode of practice, Darul Amal, and there is no reckoning here. Reckoning will be for you in the year after, and there will be no Amal, there will be no practice for a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, give us to understanding and realization of the life of the akhirat, and we can prepare for it, inshallah.